Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to Thriving Thursday on the Empowered in My Skin podcast. Are you ready to be inspired by chewable size episodes? Well, I think you are. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Here we are again for another episode of Thriving Thursdays. I am so excited because my co-host is back again.
I love these Thriving Thursdays because they're short, they're sweet, and they're intense. It's just, we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun.
That's right. So welcome, Gabby. For those of you that don't know you, she's Gabby with one B. Don't get it twisted. But she's Mamoni with two M's.
That's right. Well, technically three, M-A-M-M.
Oh, right. O-N-E, well, but yeah. Yes, right. Get it right.
Well, thank you very much for that lovely introduction. And I always look forward to our Thriving Thursdays because we do keep them short. So they're little bite-sized conversations. But it's what I really love also about this is that we would kind of go deep with some really good topics. And today we're continuing what we did the last time, which is the book by Don Miguel Ruiz called The Four Agreements.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I know that you've enjoyed that book. And let's have another conversation about the second of the four agreements. So last time we talked about be impeccable with your word. That was the first.
Yes. Agreement number two is don't take it personally, y'all. Exactly. Don't take it personally. And by the way, just for anyone that's listening, if I can just encourage you to find a friend and create your own Thriving Thursdays as well. Because one of the blessings I would say is like, even for just 10, 12, 15 minutes, and sometimes Gabby and I are talking, longer than that. It's empowering conversation. Like, yes. It's like, how can we motivate people? Like, there's something very exciting about this. I think one day we'll be talking about the side hustles on a Thriving Thursday, but it's like our side hustle, you know? And it's fun and exciting. So don't take it personally. Oh my God. So, I'm going to start with a technology analogy for all the technologists out there might understand this, but for anyone that has a home computer or a phone, you understand the concept of firewalls. And the reason for firewalls and even virus protection is to avoid those things that can infect your computer and technically spread the virus and infect other computers that you come in contact with and shut it down. Right. And so I have a firewall and I have, virus protection in my life. Okay. And so first of all, my firewall is because the firewall needs to know what can it let in. Right. And so my firewall is configured with, and we talked about it in the last Thriving Thursday, all of the words that are impeccable about myself and all of the things that I know I am to be. Like, I'm convinced about my human and I'm convinced I'm not a mistake. Absolutely convinced, but especially on today, I know I'm not a mistake, And so, my firewall is configured with all of those configurations. And I'll be honest with you, just like a software update, I continuously keep it updated. Mine is probably very regularly because I'm constantly working on my human. And before I had that in place, now the way that it works is when I'm having a conversation with somebody, and typically I'll just, let's just say it's the people that are closest to you. And those are the ones that typically should be the ones that can hurt you the most. If you are getting, like I always say to people, if you're getting hurt by the person that's in the Tim Hortons lineup or the person whom you don't know that's on the road that cuts you off, like, and that bothers you and that harms you or that impacts you in a moment, then I don't know how you're prepared for bigger, more impactful things to happen in your life. Right. So you got to not sweat the small stuff. So that's the first thing. Yes. But yeah, so I have this, firewall. And so in those situations, that whatever happens, it gets computed against the firewall. And let's just say it's something like, nothing holds me back or my life unfolds with ease and grace is one of my configurations. Yeah. So then when something like that happens, it's going to compute, person just cuts you off, computes against my firewall. Oh, it hits up against, my life unfolds with ease and grace. My response back is just keep moving. Right. Like, nothing, my temperature doesn't go up. I don't suddenly have this anxious moment. I don't suddenly feel to cuss off somebody I don't know. I don't, I just don't decide to take myself out of my equilibrium.
Right.
You know, and with people, it's like I, you know, once you are impeccable with your word, you know, there's an element of feeling like you're soaring. Like, you know, me and eagles, right? We should have a Thriving Thursday about eagles and lions, the animals in the kingdom that are used for leadership. That'd be awesome. Yeah. And so when you're soaring, you know, and just quick thing about eagles is that they soar 10,000 feet in the air. And if they come across another bird in flight, it's going to be an eagle. And that means, like, you hear the, I think there's a quote that says, birds of a feather flock together, or a saying. And that's a true statement. Like, when you're soaring with people who think at high vibration levels,
yes,
then you don't have time for low vibration people. Yeah. And low vibration will make you feel like you're heading down into low vibration. Mm-hmm. And so the low vibration people, not that I'm calling anybody that's a listener here a low vibration, but it's, so don't take this personally. It would be chickens on the ground can't fly. So if I'm soaring like an eagle, being impeccable with my word, I have impeccable configurations that arm my firewall, and a comment that seems disempowering or contrary to that hits me, my firewall and my virus protector should spit it out. Uh-huh. It should return it to sender, right? And that protects your human, you know, that protects, that continues to allow you to keep your agreement with yourself, you know? And yeah, because don't take it personally. And it's interesting because in the book, he actually, and I wouldn't have known, thought about this, he actually says, don't take any of it personally, whether somebody compliments you and says you're magnificent, or somebody says that you're not worthy and you're not going to amount to anything. Because he says, if you really think about it, the same person could effectively say both of those things. One minute you could be magnificent to them. Another minute, because of something that's happened to them that's happened between you impacted them in a way because of something that already lived inside of them that you're probably not responsible for implanting there. Mm-hmm. They react to you and say, suddenly you're not worthy. So he says, on either end of the coin, don't take it personally. Mm-hmm. And I want to get there. You know, I really, truly want to get there, because even with my virus protection and even with my firewall, if I miss a software update, something's coming in and it can knock me off my wind in a second. So I'm still learning. The good thing about it is, and it's like with anything, and back to the technology analogy, is when something does get into our firewall or creates a virus, we clean it up. And then because we understand it, we then create new rules that can arm ourselves the next time it comes at us. Right. And I think that that's life. Just keep it moving, learn from it, learn the lesson, and keep it moving.
You know, I really love that analogy. And, you know, for anyone that's listening to this right now, you know, think about a situation that maybe you did take personally. We've all been there. We're all mm-hmm. human. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and maybe, you know, look at that as a learning experience. For myself, you know, recently there was someone that was gossiping, and it had bothered me tremendously. And I absolutely took it personally, but I got nothing from it. Mm-hmm. All I got from it was depression and heartache, and it kept me up at night. And then I had to tell someone else who I was feeling, and there was all this negative energy and, you know, and I thought, you know, for what? And so it's, you know, when we take a look at these four agreements, don't take anything personally, being this number two, it's true. You know, if you can try your very hardest to be immune to all of these opinions and actions of others, you actually won't even be that victim. You won't feel like you're that person who's suffering, because you've built your immunity to be strong. And in your words, the firewall. And so when I took a look at my last situation, yeah, I built up my immunity, and I thought, you know what? I'm past this. Mm-hmm. I'm past this. I'm not going to take it personally, because what happened was not because of me. It's because of their own opinions, and we move on. And so, you know, it's, there are lessons here. And I think that's one of the reasons why we wanted to talk about this topic today, because I think that we can all learn from this. We just mm-hmm. have to kind of move on and you know, what others say is really maybe a projection of their own reality mm-hmm. and, you know, their own trajectory in life mm-hmm. doesn't have to be yours. So
And I, and you know, just to even take it to something that's even very different, something that didn't even, wasn't done personally against me, but I took it personally and how it set me off my equilibrium, wasn't prepared for that. So, you know, very, so we know about George Floyd back in on May 25th. And mm-hmm. and then there was Jacob Blake, which happened in August, you know, sort of mid-August or towards the end of August. And in both of those situations, you know, just watching the videos, reading some of the news, I took it personally because it did. It took me as a Black person, you know, it really, it just created such frustration, especially by time the whole Jacob Blake and just the horror of that situation. Yeah, it just, it set me off my equilibrium, which it means I took it personally. And and in the book, he says, even things like that don't take personally. So that's where I have growth. Yeah. It's, but I recognize, Inc, how could you not have taken it personally? And I think a quote I remember around that time, and I saved it on my phone, and I'm trying to access it now very quickly because I keep all of my motivational quotes. It says, and it came to me, it says, train your mind to see the good in every situation. And I realized that that would be a really quick way out of it. So as bad as the situation is, there's going to be a good that comes out of it. But what happens if I drive the good? Right? Like not necessarily the good for, you know, the whole globe related to that situation, but just in my life, what good can I do instead of taking this personally and getting into a place of darkness? Yeah. What good can I do to bring light, to renew, to keep hope alive, to keep greatness alive, to keep, you know, moving, you know, the fact that we can move forward in humanity towards good for all alive. You know, if I can start to really harness that, I'm hoping that I will start to not feel so personal, like take those things personally when they do arise. So, you know, I'm really going to keep that in my forefront because I don't think it's by chance that I got that quote so quickly after I was coming out of the whole Jacob Blake darkness, right? You know, train your mind to see the good in every situation.
And Kitchy, as long as I've known you, I've known you to live that way. You know, you lead with love and you really train your mind. And what's great is that you project it on stage, in your speeches, at work, on your podcast. You're really leading us. And thank you for sharing that wisdom. Yeah. Before we wrap up, perhaps I'd like to say the quote from this section, don't take it personally, don't take anything personally, and then maybe just give us your lasting thoughts. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering.
That means to me is if we can get uber aware that every person we come in contact with before that moment has lived an experience, right? Mm-hmm. So if I think about my husband and I, we met each other when I was 28, he was 6 years my senior, 34. Mm-hmm. He had 34 years of life. I had 28 years of life and none of those experiences before then involved him or I in his. And so therefore he was already a formed human when I met him and myself as well. And if I marry that to, Alicia Keys said something on Oprah Winfrey's podcast one day that just really changed my life. And when you love somebody, you have to love their whole journey, you know? And so to me, that's about recognizing that allow people to be who they are. Don't try to change them. I think there's too much resistance when you're trying to do that.
Yeah.
But back to even what we said in the last episode, but seek to understand and be understood by them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I think we can really all together start to stop, you know, not take anything personally more and more. Yeah.
I love that. Well, let's all try to, you know, to do that just even on one day, make a point of not taking it personally.
One day at a time. I love that you said that. One moment at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Thank you, Gabby. That was powerful. I'm glad you said that.
Thank you.
To everyone that's listening, we love you. And this is where we say we're out.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever platform you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with someone else you think can benefit from the tips that were delivered. As Tom Bilyeu says, when we help others think in a way that is empowering, that is the lead domino to create real change in this world. It's been awesome hanging with you. I'm your girl, and I'm out.